You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on January 4th, 2023, and is titled The Tree. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Daniel, and let's join Steve and the message.
And so let's just do that one. That was the scattering of the church. That's when it actually happened across the globe. That's when true persecution come, right there at the stoning of Stephen, and that's where the book of Acts really went into full force after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How do I know all that? Because I've memorized my Bible. Oh, I don't do it like a school teacher. I can't do it chapter and verse, but I can tell you everything's in here. And if I miss a part, my teacher will remind me. His name would be the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you that because we're going to teach here starting today and leading up in the future, and we're going to prepare God's people for what's coming. This will be the best place and the safest place to show up for good information from now leading up into the time when we're going to need it. A lot of people don't want to hear this stuff, and that's fine. But I'm telling you, I love Jesus and I love y'all. I love my country, love my friends, and I love the body of Christ. And so in this kingdom thing, where this tree, and you know the teaching on the seven mountains, we did at Passover. These institutions of men, I've come to find out that the institutions of men are all attached to the tree. The tree is the hand of Pharaoh's government. It's now a man-made entity. That government is now the source, the blood source, so to speak, for the other institutions, medical institution, educational institution, financial institution, institution of religion. If you don't believe me, follow the trail of Catholicism. So, you got a tree with branches. But then in John 15, it says, you and I, we weren't born into this. We were adopted. We became ingrafted branches. Branches were cut off, according to Romans 8, 9, and 10, that we could be grafted in. The Bible says in John 15 that he is the vine and we are the branches. He's our blood source. He's our power source. He's our protector. He's our provider. And we know that, and we trust that, and we come to a place where we trust that. Well, here's where we're coming, people. We're coming to a place where you can't trust both. But let me give you some good news today out of Genesis, starting about chapter 37, and you can go home and read it. It's the story of Joseph. And when I got home yesterday morning, I said, Lord, you got to show me what's going on here. Remember me talking about last week about going to the rehab guy, and I knew I was over there in Pharaoh's tent, and I just knew they was trying to rob me out of a little money. And then next thing you know, there's a kingdom guy working in the institution that's trying to heal my wife in the name of Jesus. By the way, the prayer's been working and the exercise has been working, and she's doing really good. Praise God. There was a kingdom guy in the midst of the institution. How many of you have been a school teacher or a public servant or something else, and you're trying to serve God and you're trying to do it in the midst of all that, and it's very frustrating, it's very tough. It's no different for a horse sale auctioneer. I am the only horse sale auctioneer on the planet that is promoting the kingdom of God out loud. Yeah. But the kingdom of God is in this mess. The same way that through all the things that God had his hand in while people were doing stupid stuff and brothers were trying to kill brothers, Joseph ends up in the midst of promotion in Pharaoh's palace. If we're going to move into the next 7-year time, and let me back up just a little bit about that 7-year tribulation. I went back and looked through my Bible. There have been 7-year periods of pestilence, of drought, and of famine throughout the Bible. Seven is the number of completion, and that's the time period that God's been using to get his people back in shape. I'm not waiting on somebody to toot a horn so I can get ready for the boogeyman and a seven-year period. I guarantee you, if we're not at the start of one now, we're getting closer every day, and there's 7 years coming of something. And the day that the tree gets cut down, are you ready? The longest known constitution known to man has been 250 years. We're at 245. Everybody wants to save America. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to save you. The tree and all the branches. I got news for all you people that are living off the tree. That tree's bankrupt. Now that tree won't go away forever. Because just like the prophecy said, you leave a stump, those roots are still in the ground. Our forefathers didn't do this in vain. There's a heritage that came from heaven that's ours. There's covenant contract, Mayflower Compact, different things. There's covenantal things that have been written in the archives of heaven that's done deal. But he said, I'm going to do this for 7 years till he knows that I'm the Lord. That he knows that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. So what if we're coming to a seven-year period? What if this tree could possibly represent a man-made government that reached to heaven and now wants to branch out and take care of everybody? For crying out loud, they want to tell your kids how big of a pop to drink. I mean, this is nuts. It's nuts. We're all tangled up in it. So what about the people who go out in the world? Because I've been doing this the whole time. And I want to keep encouraging you. You guys do too. We go outside and we be kingdom people. Are you ready to be a Joseph? Church people love to tell the story of Joseph. Are you ready to be one? Could you stay put for promotion in Pharaoh's palace the whole time? I want to tell this to every politician. I'm going to share this with my friend David Barton, just as soon as we can get together. I'm going to share this with our congressman as soon as there's a pathway made. Can you go into Pharaoh's palace? Because Joseph went into Pharaoh's palace, and here's what he did. And listen real close, because one or two of you are going to try this. He served Pharaoh. He did his job, and he did what he was told every time. But he passed every test. He didn't sleep with his wife, and he didn't take the money. Those are the two biggies. You know, there's like 2,800 scriptures on sex, and there's about the same amount on money, because that is the demise of men. That's the big moves of God that have happened on American soil over decades. The gold, the glory, and the girls got them every time. Joseph went to Pharaoh's house, and he passed the test. You know, Abraham had to do the same thing. But the whole time, Joseph's heart was back to his family. I've been a kitchen table guy the whole time I've been doing this. But now God showed me who the family really is. Starts with my family. There's family of God. Here's what we do as the family of God. We get together so we can go outside and do things that make people think we know Jesus. Listen to me real good. We can preach like we know Jesus. We can sing like we know Jesus. We know where to be and how to be and what to be. And we. When's the last time a lost and dying world actually saw the light in a pile? When's the last time that you were a Joseph where you knew you were on a mission to save your family, but you had to go to Pharaoh's palace to do it? Yeah. You know what the religious world wants to do? They just want to milk the family. When's the last time you walked through somebody's door and they just want to give you something rather than take it? Come on, I'm still preaching good. Don't shout me down. You got to keep the institution alive. And now we're so connected to the tree and disconnected from the vine that we'll even play by the rules so that we can survive. Yeah. Just so y'all know, we're in YouTube jail. Hello, YouTube. Yeah, I got news for you people. Keep an eye on me because I'm dangerous. YouTube jail. That's hilarious. But got to play by the rules. Whose rules? Kingdom rules? You see, we told everybody this world was so bad and Pharaoh's palace is so bad and everything's so bad that it was easy 160 years ago to come into this country and tell them, hey, don't worry about it. We're getting out of here. Don't worry about it. We're getting out of here. Don't worry about it. We're getting out of here. I'm going to tell you, anybody with an IQ over 12, if you'll read your old Bible and blow holes in that thing like a shotgun through a bed sheet. Yeah, don't worry about it. We're getting out of here. No, we're staying. You know why? Because when the tree gets cut down, they're going to be looking at you. Joseph. Are you ready? Be Joseph. Are you ready to rescue the family? Are you ready to see our God do what our God says he'd do? Are you ready for that? Nope. You're not. But we're going to get that away. And I told you 2 weeks ago, I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I got to get this straight from the boss because I'm lost as a goose. Finally, again, I'm lost as a goose. Man, it is so perfect. You know what happens when you don't know what you're doing and you don't know how to do this? You will pray. And you'll hear. And you'll worship without MRFs. You'll self-examine. And then you'll begin to hear things and see things. And you go, oh, God. I don't know if they're ready for this. No, you're not. You're not ready for anything. We're not ready to go hang out in Pharaoh's palace and do our job with our heart for the Lord and our eyes on our family and get making preparations for the time to come, getting ready for the day the trees chopped down so everybody can see God operating in his people. One more time. We hadn't got ourselves ready to march across the water like a bunch of Israelites where the Egyptians can see it. We haven't got ourselves ready for any of this. We've been told there's not going to be any seven-year things in this life. It's all coming later. But don't worry about it. We're going to get you out of here. There's seven-year things been going on forever. Come on, get it right. And God was the same every time. He is so consistent. And we got to learn to trust that. Because there's a time coming. There's a time coming. Let me tell you something about me. I don't want to dodge it. I've been this way the whole time. When I used to listen to some of that rapture teaching, I remember preaching one time and I told him, I said, one of these days you're going to come to my horse barn and all you're going to see is my boots and my underwear. They're going to beam me up, Scotty. I'm going to be out of here. I said, but really, I'd rather just stay. Because it's going to be rough. And when it gets rough, you can tell people about Jesus. And you can show them what you got. I'd really rather just stay. Well, guess what? I've studied my Bible enough now to know that I'm just going to stand here in my boots and my underwear and I'm going to stick around. I'm going to grow in this. But they're not going to see Jesus by what I do, but by what he does. what he does. What's he doing in this world? Tonight, this afternoon, a friend of mine called. We'd been talking about all this stuff, and he said, buddy, I just had to call you. He said, you got to read Jeremiah 29. What's one of y'all's favorite refrigerator scriptures? 29:11. Well, we're not going that far. Let's go to 29:4. So then on my Coffee with the Colonel stuff, people, I talked about this a little bit this morning, and there's people that'll comment on there, and I hope she's listening tonight. I'm sure she is, but a real nice lady. I worked at the sale barn today and then got home, and it's just been busy, and so I didn't look at any of the comments until right before I came up here tonight, and she had made a notation about Jeremiah 29, verse 5 on down. I knew that the Lord had really pointed me. Her words exactly, without hearing anything that I was going to do about tonight, she said, I've never been able to tie Jeremiah 29 to Joseph until now. In verse 4 it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and dwell in them. I'm going to go real slow. He said, do this like you stand. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget your sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. Can you hear what he just said? Right where you're at, build a house. And start exercising everything that I put in place since the beginning and I created this. You want to do seed time and harvest? Get a garden. There's people in New York City that doesn't even know that milk comes from a cow. They think it comes from a carton. Out here in the country, we understand seed time and harvest. That's not a financial issue. That's, you can put a dollar bill on the ground and come back in 10 years, it'll just be a nasty dollar bill. You can put a seed in the ground and it'll grow something. That was God's plan. He said, go live out my plan. Plant gardens. Now, men and women, come together. Get married. Be husbands and wives for the sole purpose of bringing forth children. Austin, did you know you guys are living out God's plan? That's the plan. You ever want to know what God's plan was for your life? To eat the fruit of the land and bring forth children. Not everybody's had that privilege. Not everybody gets to do it, and I understand that. But that's been the plan. And he said, right there where you are in Babylon, I want you to build a house, grow a garden, and get you some kids. They may even have to go to public school in Babylon. They're going to have to do everything, because everything's tied to Pharaoh's palace. Everything's at the discretion of Pharaoh. But I'm telling you, my children, go do this so you won't be diminished. Let me ask you right quick. Whose responsibility is it to make sure your kids are born again? That's why you've never seen us split the family here in 20 years. Now people have left because of it. I ain't doing it. You're the ones who had held hands and had the little boogers. Now raise them. We used to have that excuse around here. Well, I'd bring my kids, but they're rowdy and we just can't, blah, 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 blah. Give them to me. If you can tie a 1,200-pound horse to a fence for a week with a shoestring, I can get your kids to sit down for an hour. We proved it. You look around this room, there's kids that ain't even little kids anymore, been sitting here for a long time and doing quite well. It's your family. He said, make a family right where you're at, even in Babylon, so that you're not diminished. You don't just, you expand the kingdom by evangelizing the world. But the church has also grown through the generational promise of Abraham, that a man and a woman would come together and they would bring forth offspring, as many as the stars of the sky and the sands of the dirt. And I'll give you a place to dwell. Attend to it. That's my plan. I told Joshua when he crossed the Jericho, he said, now you'll no longer look to heaven for your provision, because I gave you seed time and harvest. The land will bring forth the harvest, and you bring me a portion out of your thankfulness, but you live off this and you tend to it. That's the plan, and that's the fulfillment of the promise. He said, and seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive. I want to back up just one more second, just to prove a point. So we've got man, woman having children, so that the generations won't be diminished. Yet Pharaoh's house, the tree, wants to promote everything that diminishes generations. You can slaughter over 63 million of them and it's okay. We took something as sanctimonious and beautiful as marriage between a man and a woman, and we prostituted it to tickle the ears of men. And I don't care how you do it, but you are not going to get Johnny and Jeff to make a baby now. And if you're smart enough to hook up a garden hose, you know that. You do not have to be a genius to know this. That will not work. If you put 20 black heifers in a trap, Murph, and forget to put in the bull, how many calves we have next year? Be zero calves. Will them heifers bump noses? Yes. Will them heifers rub up against each other? Yes. Some heifers, after long enough, will just act plumb stupid together. They'll not bring a calf. They will not bring a calf. But when your religion's tied to the tree, now you got to go against the will of God and you got to preach lies in order to survive. Lies that diminish the generational promise. That's huge. He says right here, find the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive. My little personal story, and you wouldn't think that much about it, but I'm telling you, moving from Canyon to Mule Shoe looked like one of the dumbest ideas I'd ever done. I could give reason after reason and story after story why this just was not as much fun being a lady mule as it was being a Canyon Eagle. We got to do it together, Joe, didn't we? Yeah, I'm the newbie in town, and Joe's the only guy that could get me to wear a dress in public. That's our own personal story. Leave that alone. Oh, my gosh. What you'll do to try to get along in the new neighborhood. He said, and pray to the Lord for it, for its peace. For in its peace, you will have peace. The deeper I grew into the kingdom of God, the more peace I found in a town that I couldn't find peace. How many of y'all been having a little trouble finding peace in our country? How many of y'all been having a little trouble finding peace in the state of New Mexico? Find it. Pray over it. And to live in it. One of the revealers of the kingdom of God is our peacefulness in the midst of chaos. When God gives us peace, this kind. When all Hades is breaking loose around you, you're not afraid. not anxious, you're not worried, you're trusting, because it's by faith, not by what you see, it's by who you know. That's huge.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org, or on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.